This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now for today on Twitter, where there is an ongoing conversation about traffic, work-life balance, and frankly, growing old in jams. So this came from at Kumuhaimin11, who said, I once left my house at 3:30 a.m. from Pengerang to go work in Singapore. My shift starts at 9 a.m. Mengadalah kau. And that was actually a reply to Shazana, who had tweeted a quote saying, if you know it's jammed, just leave earlier. To which Shazana was responding, saying, how early do you want us to go out for work? We no longer have a balanced work life. Come back late to avoid the jam, leave the house early to avoid the jam. In the end, we will grow old in the car and on the road. We are slaves to work. And these two were just part of a series of tweets of Malaysians sharing their experiences with traffic jams, which is especially timely because there was just a headline, I believe, that KL traffic is now actually worse than pre-pandemic levels. The TomTom Traffic Index actually measured congestion at peak hours in the mornings and evenings over the last week, and it was worse than the same period in 2019. For context, at 8 a.m. this morning, KL roads were 74% more congested than usual. So I think this gives you some idea of the scope of the problem and also how this feeds to people's frustrations with not being allowed the flexibility of working from home or at least having the option to come in half day, you know, all sorts of things that could be done. For example, Iril says, the office hour system should change. One half of workers can go to work at 8 a.m, the other half in the afternoon. This could reduce the jam. There's no other way. Even building a highway would take time. Meanwhile, Shoto says, it leaves me feeling so frustrated. An hour's journey becomes an hour and a half because of traffic. If there's an accident, it adds up even more. Taka and I have to come into the office at 9, wake up at 6:30, leave at 8. If you're single, it might be possible, but what about parents who have to get their children ready for school? Meanwhile, we also have, Mr. Vino Boy, who says, it takes an hour and 30 minutes for me to go back home from Batu Kawan. It's frustrating that this could be avoided if work from home is brought back. Would be happy if rotations are allowed. Meanwhile, Amirul says, my wife travels from Semenyih to PJ, which usually takes around 35 minutes. But because of traffic, it's 2 hours every single day. 2 hours to work, another 2 hours back home, 4 hours just in traffic. Indeed, we waste so much time in traffic. Aida points out, wanting work-life balance and not having to sacrifice your well-being for your job, it's really normal and should be encouraged. What's not normal is you willingly wanting to suffer for a job that can easily replace you if you die, a recurring theme that we've been hearing a lot lately. And I was saving this one because Muhammad Nazir just up and left, saying after 10 years of enduring the massive traffic on a daily basis, an opportunity came up for me to open up a farm away from the hassle. Life is good in the small town. And I think that is a dream that a lot of urbanites have from time to time. But yeah, I think that this is really this larger picture of, it's one thing to complain about traffic occasionally. It's another thing to live in traffic jams as a daily part of the commute and have that be some sort of intractable, immovable part of the day that we just accept. And I think that knowing that we have other options makes this especially frustrating. So let us know, have you been stuck in traffic a lot lately? And do you wish that perhaps we had staggered work hours or some other way to deal with this? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:52. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And it is indeed the traffic jams in the city that we are trying to talk about today because they've been bad lately. They've been worse than before the pandemic, which I think is a tough re-entry for most of us in the quote-unquote new normal. And so there have been tweets about it, and we've been asking you essentially, have you also been stuck in traffic a lot lately? And have you found a way to try and work out a way to better your daily commute without necessarily leaving so much earlier and then leaving work so much later? Lots of messages coming in. So firstly, Kumar says, I thought the MCO had changed our working pattern, but we're back to square one. Employers here are still living in the Stone Age when other countries have made work from home an option. And this is definitely something that's reflected in the tweets, right? I think that that notion of making it an option of building in some sort of flexibility is absolutely a good one, because of course the whole premise of rush hour is that everybody is on the road at the same time, because the workday for, I don't know, 90-80% of us starts at the same time and, you know, ends at the same time. And there are all these things that go into it that the pandemic appeared to show us we could do differently. Raj says, yeah, it's been pretty bad recently. I don't know why. The transport minister must be held accountable. We need to find ideas and solutions that don't cost much money to solve this ASAP. For example, car numbering systems, odd numbers versus even numbers allowed on the road at particular times. Other countries have adopted this. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. And I think that when we look at how, for example, Singapore incentivizes the use of public transport, that's again, another option, although, of course, that also comes hand in hand with they've managed to do that because their public transport has a good reach. So, yeah, I do think that we need to come up with some systemic solutions or at least ideas. Jimny says, I realize that there is an increase of lorries in these few years. If you look at the Kasas, NKVE and Elite, there are tons of lorries that contribute to heavy jams. If one of the lorries break down, the jam is even worse. That's an interesting observation. And I don't know what exactly is leading to that or how we might want to accommodate that per se, but it's a good point. And I think that also raises the whole idea of rubbernecking, right? Where there is a jam or rather where there is an accident, however small or big, the slowdown that results from that is just nutty. I mean, we all want to get home or get to work sooner. I don't know if we all need to be slowing down at the same time. We have, let's see, Stephen, who says, I'm a gym rat and I head to the gym at 5 p.m. sharp. I only leave when traffic clears up, which is after 7:30. Thankful that I have an understanding boss who allows me to leave office on time. Stephen, nice life. I mean, that's pretty nice. On the one hand, you get to be healthy. You avoid the traffic jam. That works. This one from Usher is making me strangely happy. Yes, the traffic is horrible, but at the same time, I feel alive. I totally miss this hecticness. I don't know if you're alone in this. I think you might not be, but I love that you messaged to say that, because I guess that's part and parcel of living in a city, right? That feeling of being like you're around other people, even if being around other people involves being stuck in traffic, looking at people being similarly unhappy. Keep those thoughts coming. We're talking today about growing old in traffic jams and how this contributes to a poor work-life balance. This was opened up by people pointing out that they're leaving their homes earlier in order to avoid jams, leaving work later to do the same, and really how that's not tenable, right, in the long term. So let us know, have you also been stuck in traffic more than usual lately, and have you found a way to cope with your commute? Share tips, share thoughts. That number to call, 7733-2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.